Grace be with you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. We're going to study the theme education. Lesson 6, more lessons from the Master Teacher. Tuesday, Rabbi Jesus. When Nicodemus, a member of the Sanhedrin, met Jesus at night, he said, "We know you are a rabbi, a teacher, sent by God, because no one can do the signs without God, as you do. We know it. You are sent from God. You are a teacher sent by God. You are a rabbi sent by God. You haven't studied at the university at Jerusalem, but you are sent from God. We know it. Nobody can do the signs without God." Jesus hadn't studied in Jerusalem. They would have taken him in at once. At the age of 12, they didn't want him to go back home, as we can see in this story, when Mary and Joseph discovered at night, he is not here. And they had to look for three days to find him again. Jesus was so intelligent, and he had such a knowledge of the scriptures, and he asked such clever questions. They all knew, the doctors of theology, the scribes, "This is the best one we have ever seen. This will be a super rabbi one day." And they wanted him to stay there. They wanted to educate him. But God did not allow that. Mary and Joseph were better educators. They educated Jesus in the scriptures. And the scribes educated in their scriptures. It was an education of the scribes, another education of God. And this is the problem that we have today in many schools, colleges. We are educated in the wisdom of human beings and not educated in the wisdom of God. And it's a problem for the future. Big problem. And John, who had not studied in Jerusalem either, one of the 12 apostles who wrote the gospel, he writes that the Son of God was the Word, and the Word was made flesh, chapter 1, verse 14, and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Verse 17, for the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace and truth. No man has seen God at any time. Why not? Because then he would have simply died. God is such a light, such a brilliant energy. No man could live when seeing him. So, no man has seen God at any time. Moses was allowed to look from the back, so he did it in this way that he couldn't see the full light. The same it was with the cloud in the desert. The glory was hidden within the cloud. Jesus could lead them, and the glory was in the cloud, hidden there, so that they could look at the cloud and follow. And then they knew the way. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him the Father. He has declared him. He's the only one who knew what in God is. Whoever sees me sees the Father, without of the same character.